we had the gas. No, the gas had to be in the new house too. Oh well, I'm running ahead. Well, anyway. We still had kerosene lamps and privies, two, one on the right-hand side of the house where we walked through the garden to get to it, and one on the left-hand side of the house that the men went to, you know, and they went down outside walk to that house. And there was also a buggy house down there and a barn, because of course we had cows, and the porter would usually have to do the milking. Yes, he did. And horses. Old Papa loved horses. He always had horses and buggies. One of our buggies, the Frank Baylots had a phaeton. That was the fanciest kind of buggy, you know. It had it was low where you could step in it and low in front of the wheels, and it had a wide dash over the wheels, you know, so that you wouldn't ever be any mud splashed on you. And that was just for fancy riding. It was hard for horses to pull anything that was low. That was a phaeton. But Papa got the first trap. That was a four-seated vehicle, and you could turn the back seats forward and sit with you were facing the back if you wanted to, you know, with your feet out. But that trap, and it had a fancy top with a fringe around, and oh, we just enjoyed that. And after I married and moved to the farm, Papa let us have that trap to bring up there. It was still in good condition. We used it up there sometimes. It was just a one-horse thing, but it was real close and handy, you know. I mean, it wasn't heavy like some of the two-seated carriages. It was a lightweight one. That's the reason it was called trap. But old Papa had runabouts with the wire wheels and the rubber tires. You know, that was the latest thing, and the thing that everybody liked, all the young men liked to have for the, and Papa always liked the latest thing too. He had it. And let me see. Well, I guess we better let that house burn down before we get to the automobiles. I think I told about the school teachers boarding with us all through the years, the professors and some of the women teachers and the music teachers. And one interesting early, well, some of the very earliest teachers boarded there, not only the professor, but his helpers, you know. One was Miss Deborah, her sister from Hampton or somewhere over that way. Later they moved to Macon, but anyway, they were considered two very, very high class teachers of the grades, not high school, you know, grade teachers. And Professor boarded with us, and